Well, good afternoon, councillors, or good evening.
Good evening, Your Honour.
Notice of the meeting, 17th of March. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, notice is hereby given that an ordinary meeting of Central Highlands Council is scheduled to be held in the Council Chamber, Hamilton, on Tuesday, the 17th of March 2026, commencing at 5 p.m. with the business of the meeting to be in accordance with the following agenda paper. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025 Part 1 Division 1, Part 2 Division 1, sorry, a notice of the meeting was published on the Council website on the 2nd of January 2026. General Manager's Certification. Pursuant to Section 65(1) of the Local Government Act 1993, I hereby certify, with respect to the advice, information and or recommendation provided for the guidance of Council in that agenda, A, such advice, information and or recommendation has been given by a person who has the qualifications or experience necessary to give such advice. B, where any advice is given by a person who does not have the required qualifications or experience, that person has obtained and taken into account the advice from an appropriately qualified or experienced person. Section 65(2) forbids counsel from deciding any matter which requires the advice of a qualified person without considering that advice. Dated at Bothwell on the 12th day of March 2026 by Stephen Mackey, the General Manager. You have the order of business, and the meeting commenced at 5 p.m. There's the audio recording disclaimer. I won't go through all this, you would be familiar with it, but I'll just read that the Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2017-50. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval being granted. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. Conduct of the meeting. It's important that Central Highlands Council takes safety seriously. We have a duty to ensure that we provide a safe workplace for our employees, councillors, contractors and members of the public while present at council workplace.
Now, point of order. Most of us have experienced 40 of those introductory matters. Can you take those as read?
Sorry?
I can understand you need to voice things like conflict of interest, pecuniary interest and apologies, but can we take the rest as being read after, you know, most of us have seen these now 40 times?
I know, but this is a recording and an audio, so certain pieces that are necessary.
I agree that certain pieces do need to be voiced, such as apologies and such as conflict of interest, but for this, we've got a huge agenda today.
I do. I understand that. That's why I've cut back a lot. And if everyone reads their agenda, we won't have a problem by cutting back as much as I possibly can. Councillor Cassidy.
Can I waste a little bit more time? We have two guests here, so they may not be familiar with all of these things, so I think it's probably good that we expound on them.
Thank you, and that's another point of why it's been read. Okay, present is myself, Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Archer, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Trivett, Councillor Hall, General Manager Stephen Mackey, Executive Officer Katrina. We have Susan and
Ray.
Dad's in the public arena, and we've got Damien Vester over the back. So, thank you. They're in attendance. Apologies. I know that Councillor Miller is running late, so she'll be here soon, hopefully. Two is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda.
Must only be this one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Even though it's got ganders and not ganders.
Sorry? consideration of supplementary items. May I have a move, please? Councillor Honour and a seconder, Councillor Meacham. Any comment on that, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Meacham?
No.
Councillor Laws? No. Okay, those in favour of the recommendation, raise your hands, please. That is carried. Thank you. Declaration of pecuniary interest and conflict of interest by councillors and staff. Is there any?
Yeah, the closed item and the
closed item
and the closed agenda.
I also have one, which is item 16.3.
And that's Stephen and Katrina is. Sorry, Katrina, which one?
Item 16.3, which is the community grant request for the Waffle Hot Pot.
Oh, yeah, 16.3. Thank you. Any other? Councillor Arthur?
I've just discovered the supplementary matter, Mayor.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yes. So, Councillor Archer is the supplementary. Very good. Okie doke, we'll go into the minutes. 4.1, confirmation of draft, special council meeting minutes, the 5th of March. A mover, please. Councillor Cassidy and Councillor Meacham. Any comments on that, Councillor Cassidy?
No comment.
No.
Councillor Meacham?
No.
Councillor Laws? No. Alrighty, so I'll put that recommendation up. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Councillor Hall?
I'll abstain from voting on this, Mayor.
Yes, you was a conflict, wasn't you?
Yes.
You'd like that noted?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sorry, Councillor Archer. Was there a question?
No, I was fighting for it.
Okay. So those for the recommendation, please raise your hands. Thank you. So that's carried. I was also a potential conflict.
For you abstained as well?
Yeah. 4.2, confirmation of ordinary council minutes, 17th of February. Councillor Honour, Councillor Hall. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor
no,
Hall? Councillor Laws? Okay, those in favour of the recommendation? Thank you. Carried. Four point three, receival of Finance Committee meeting minutes. Mover, please. Councillor Meacham. Councillor, I think that was Councillor Hall. Any comments, Councillor Meacham?
No.
Councillor Hall?
No, ma'am.
Councillor Laws? Okay, those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Alrighty, that is carried. 4.4, receiver of the draft audit. Councillor Hall, Councillor, all right.
No, ma'am.
Nothing, Councillor, all right.
No, a couple of recommendations there, that's all.
Alrighty, Councillor Laws, any comments? No, therefore I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, please raise your hands. That is carried. Business arising. Council meeting number 5. Recommendation. Mover, please. Councillor Archer. Seconder. Councillor Cassidy. Any comments, Councillor Archer?
No, ma'am.
Councillor Cassidy?
No.
Councillor Laws? Okay, those in favour of that recommendation, please raise your hands. Okay, that is carried. Six is closure of the meeting to the public. Recommendation, mover, please. Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Meacham?
No, all good.
Councillor Laws? in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Okay. That is carried. Meeting closed to the public at 5:10.
Mayor, what time?
Well, good evening, councillors, and we shall resume, reopen the meeting at 6 o'clock. Public release announcement. The chairperson announced that pursuant to Regulation 1767 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2025, and having considered privacy and confidential issues, the council authorised the release to the public of the following discussions, decisions, reports or documents relating to the closed meeting. 2.1, the decision is the minutes were confirmed. 9 is notification of council workshops. No workshop has been held since the last ordinary meeting. 9.2 is future workshops.
9.1?
I beg your pardon?
9.1?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. 9.1 is future workshops, and you have the dates in front of you. The 31st of March, 5th of May, 2nd of June, 12th of May, and 9th of June. Public question time. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2025, the Council conducts questions by member of the public to enable members of the public to ask questions on council-related matters. Pardon me. Questions by a member of the public. The chairperson of an ordinary council meeting must ensure that, if required, at least 15 minutes of that meeting is made available for questions by members of the public. 2, a question asked by a member of the public under Regulation 37 or 38 and the answer given to that question is not to be debated at the ordinary council meeting. 3, a council is to determine any other procedures to be followed in respect of the public question time at any ordinary council meeting. Questions without notice. A member of the public may, on invitation by the chairperson of any ordinary meeting, ask a question without notice at the meeting. A public question without notice must relate to the activities of the council. The chairperson of an ordinary council meeting may require a public question without notice to be put on notice in writing and answered at a later ordinary council meeting. Questions on notice by a member of the public. A member of the public. Gosh, I thought that was a repeat. A member of the public may, at least 7 days before the ordinary council meeting, give written notice to the general manager of a question to which the member of the public seeks an answer at the meeting. 2, a public question on notice must relate to the activities of the council. 3, the chairperson of any ordinary council meeting may address a public question on notice. 4, the period referred to in sub-regulation 1 includes Saturdays, Sundays and statutory holidays, but does not include the day on which notice is given under the sub-regulation or the day of the ordinary council meeting. Do we have any questions in the public gallery?
Just one. When we have the vice stand up.
And please state your name. And
Susan Dapp from Bothwell.
Thank you, Susan.
When Bothwell had its bicentennial, I believe there was a chainsaw statue that was to be erected to commemorate, and I just wondered, is that going to happen and where will it be put?
Thank you for that. I have not knowledge of where that statue is.
I've been told it's in the works at Bothwell.
Councillor
Hall. I believe it's in the works depot at Bothwell, and I thought that we were going to put it inside the
visitor centre.
Visitor centre.
Okay, well, the best I can do is we'll follow up on that. So we'll take that on notice. And the general manager, I imagine, will follow up.
It's two sculptures, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the man that was doing it was sick. He was supposed to do it during the festivities, but he was sick and it was done after.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll follow up on that and get back to you.
No.
Are you happy with that? Can we follow up? Thank you very much. And get back to you on that one. Okay, number 11, petitions, deputations, nil. 11.1, petitions, nil. 11.2, deputations, nil. 11.3, presentations, nil. And 12 is notice of motions under Regulation 19 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2025 relating to motions on notice. Councillors may give to the General Manager 7 days prior to the meeting. You would be quite aware of that. 12.1 is a notice of motion by Councillor Meacham, moved by Councillor Meacham, second by Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Meacham?
Yes, this is tortuous, I think. As we said there, and as today illustrated, the holding of the closed session first means that we either run radically over time or under time for the ordinary meeting that follows. And in terms of the efficiency of efficient use of our time, it would make sense for us to revert to holding the ordinary session first. We did this reversion initially to protect the afternoon teas. People were taking them uninvited. I think that can be dealt with otherwise. I give you the example there, you can see it in the motion. Since we've reverted to conducting the closed session first, those sessions have lasted 92 minutes, 95 minutes, 50 minutes, 10 minutes and 20 minutes. Today's lasted 9 minutes, the actual closed session lasted that long. Now, historically, we did hold closed for between December 22 and May of 25. Looking at all those occasions, those 33 meetings, 10 of them had breaks of greater than 5 minutes, 10 out of 33. Occasions with less than 5 minutes break was 19 out of 33, which is, you know, the mayor saying, grab a cup of tea, quick, we resume. The earliest we ever finished was 10 past 9, the latest we ever finished was 2:35. So the occasions that actually allowed us to have a 10 o'clock start, this was in the daytime sessions, was only 17 out of those 33 occasions. Now, I think that's a gross discourtesy to the public who actually show up here, make the effort to show up, and to the media, to show up and report on us when we can't manage that time. By limiting close to 1 hour, we are compressing, shoehorning in some of the most crucial business that we come across. Typically in closed, we deal with legal matters, we deal with large financial matters, we deal with tenders. We need time to do that properly. And shoehorning it into 1 hour before the ordinary meeting just really doesn't work.
Okay. The seconder is Councillor Cassidy.
Councillor Meacham likes statistics, current from our last council meeting and this one. I want to tell a little story before I dive into my thoughts on this. My first wife, who I knew since high school, died of aggressive breast cancer. And I got to say that I would have, my career took priority over anything and everything, and I regret that now, today. And I wish that I would have spent more evenings with her and my family and my daughter. What I suggest or what I propose is we go along with moving the closed session, and we should minimize the closed session for transparency's sake. We should minimize the amount of stuff that's handled in closed session for transparency's sake. But whatever we do, we should perhaps hold that at the end of the open session normal council meeting. But what I would like to propose is, rather than putting a specific time there in number two, maybe we could scrap number two, because I think it says at least until December 2026, we're making a decision for the next council who will be elected, and there will be different faces around this table, most probably. It could even be Susan or Steve Loring or somebody else. So I would like them to think for themselves what they want. And also, my last point that I would like to make is, if we go ahead with this notice of motion 12.1 and bless it, then that's going to nullify my thought and my hard work that I put into 12.3. And I think there's a number of counselors who would like to see our council meetings reverted to the morning meetings at 9 o'clock. And I think that is probably a fair go, and we ought to consider that. And if we do go along with that, then I would suggest that we hold the closed session after the normal meeting.
So, to be clear, Councillor Cassidy, with Councillor Meacham's motion, you're in agreement of A but not B, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so it's open to councillors now with questions. I've got Councillor Archer, Councillor Miller.
I suggest we suspend standing orders. This is going to encompass several other motions that we have before us tonight. And this motion that we're discussing now will obviously impact on the subsequent motions. Can I suggest, I'd like to move that we suspend standing orders for this motion.
Okay, Councillor Archer.
Seconded.
Councillor Miller, those in favour of suspending
Suspending standing orders.
Please raise your hands.
We don't need to suspend standing orders.
Is there anyone against? Raise your hands. I'll have to record.
We don't need to suspend standing orders.
Just a moment, please. So those four is Councillor
Miller, Councillor Archer, Councillor Horner, Councillor Cassidy, and Councillor
Okay, so those against was Councillor Allwright, Meacham, and Hall. So it was recorded, and obviously we suspend standing orders, correct?
Yes.
If I could continue, Mayor, I'd now like to suggest that an amendment to David's motion, if it's acceptable to David, where I think there's a compromise between these several motions that we have between us, where we can find some middle ground. I wholly support the idea of having the closed session at the end of the meeting because of the reasons that we've discussed today.
Are you moving a motion?
Well, I need David's consent to amend?
What you actually need is, if you want to amend a motion, that amends this current motion, and you need to get a seconder, and then we can debate it.
Can I do that then?
Okay, so you're going to amend, and you need a seconder for the amendment.
My amendment would be that council leaves in place the ordinary timing of the council meetings, except for daylight saving time, and during the year, during daylight saving time, we revert to the day meetings to remove some of the onerous effects it's having on people who are travelling from the Highlands. So my amendment is that that one remains the same, but two, that we base our council meetings on daylight saving time, and so that we have during the daylight saving period, we have evening meetings, and in the winter, we revert to the daytime meetings.
Do I have a seconder for Councillor Archer's amendment? Councillor Honour will second Councillor Archer's amendment. Okay. So, those in favour of the amendment...
Well, we need to debate the amendment. Mm-hmm.
Councillor Honour. Okay, so the councillors that would like to speak, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Miller, Councillor Cassidy.
Yes,
as a mover, can I speak to it?
Oh, very sorry, you should be able to speak first.
You can speak to the motion that you've moved.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you don't debate it a second time, because if you debate it a second time, you have closed debate.
I better be quiet then, Stephen.
For the moment, because you'll be closing. So back to where Councillor Honour is a seconder. Correct?
Mm-hmm. We're still in
suspended standing orders, yeah. So it's she's open to that.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah. So I can speak more than once then.
Yeah. Well, technically, you even though it is in suspended standing orders, it's probably more prudent that you can speak to the motion and you can close debate if that's the way you want to go.
Oh, no, not initially. I want to do it at the end, not now.
Okay, well, we'll go over to Councillor. Honour, was it, or Cassidy? Honour, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Councillor Honour.
Yeah, no, I think it's actually a good idea, so that when the days get short, we'll be having daytime ones, and when it's daylight saving, we'll have the nighttime ones.
Alrighty, thank you. Councillor Cassidy?
Well, as the farmers would know, there's lots of animals out, a lot of wildlife driven down looking for food. And they're all along the various roads that we travel. So that's one risk, one hazard for councilors, council employees, contractors, visitors to council, driving home in the dark. The other risk that I see is that right now it's, it has been recently 3 degrees up there in Miami, the Liaoni area. And it will soon be below freezing, very soon. So there will be ice on the road, black ice, plus wildlife. And it's going to be an obstacle course driving an hour up to Mayan. And I think it puts an unnecessary risk. And I think the council has a duty of care to look after its councilors, its council employees, its contractors, and any visitor to council.
Thank you, Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Miller?
I think the night-time meetings are a lot better. If you want to say that, and I missed it. I'm one of them that after this meeting will be driving... he's shaking, did he? Can I say it or not?
Well, you're going to attempt it, but it probably wouldn't be a good idea at this point in time.
Could you include the dirt chair? I'm not sure where we're going with this.
The thing is that there are two people here that maybe three, that have got to travel long distances during the night time, and if they're willing to do it, then I can't see any problem why we can't. And to have that number two, are we still on this or not? Are we still on yours?
We're on the amendment.
No, I'm saying leave it as night-time meetings. I found the night-time meetings have been great.
Councillor Mason?
Doesn't this amendment really belong in Robert's motion?
No, I don't believe it does. What I'm trying to do, actually, I can't speak to it.
Well, you can, because we're still suspended. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at it, we are polarised around the table. Mm. Yeah, you've got.
You won't know until you put your vote.
That's right. But we can see that both of us are sure of the courage of our convictions. You know, in my own case. I love these night meetings. I can get my day's work done, but I can appreciate that that's not the only view around the table. And so what I'm suggesting with the amendment is there's a middle ground here where none of us are going to be happy, but none of us are going to be down in the mouth and sad. So all it is an attempt to find a sensible compromise where we can both live with it and get on and not bring this up each council meeting so we can get on with the agenda and what we're supposed to try to get done. Is that my first choice? Absolutely not. But we've got to be realistic that, you know, there's more than one point of view around the table, and so what I'm suggesting is that as part of this motion, we can make it work. But we could amend yours as well, Robert, but we would end up with exactly the same position where none of us are happy, but at least we've got a position that we can live with. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm making this amendment, not because I'm happy about it myself, but I'm just trying to get this thing behind us, mm-hmm. Gil, and organise our affairs, mm-hmm. and have the most workable council we can put together. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Meacham, then, all right.
I still think it belongs with Robert's motion, and personally, I find that if there's no time, if I throttle back about 30 k's and get home 10, 15 minutes later than I normally would, and you know, I've heard the over many meetings, I've heard the I arguments, and frankly, the present arrangements impact heavily on me, and Julie, no doubt too, but. We put up this motion of evening meetings. John and I put up this motion in the hope of encouraging people in the general community, your sons, Jim, family, you know, that work, have ordinary jobs by days, and I think yours is pretty ordinary too.
Don't personalise it.
No, the point being that we're trying to get a more diverse group around the table. Grey hair and no hair dominates around this table. Far too little hair. Sorry, Steve, but far too little hair dominates around the table.
Please keep to Thank the you. Point, Councillor.
The point being that we went to these evening meetings in the hope of setting the scene for a lot more diverse group of people nominating for election this year.
What the fuck next year?
Next,
Councillor. All righty, Councillor, all right.
So, I fail to see the connection between this, what we're debating now, and the actual original motion.
Yeah.
Like, how can we go from the original motion to have a closed session at the end, rather than in the start of the meeting, to debating to debating whether we have day or night time meetings? Like, how does this work?
There's two parts to the motion. There's the closed session at the end. And point two, the council leaves in place the ordinary meeting time prior to the closed session until at least December 2025.
But that's still the closed session. That we're still debating. That point two is about still leaving it, the closed session at the end.
Yes.
It doesn't matter when the day is, yeah. when the hour of the meeting is. The closed session is at the end. That's point B. That's how I read point B. But somehow it's just gone right off rail, and no one's brought it back on.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think that's quite correct. But Councillor Cassidy.
Okay, Jim. I'm sorry, sir. You're not a strategist, okay? If David would simply withdraw the 6 o'clock, or even item B, as I suggested when I seconded the motion, that would simplify things and clear things up. But he has not done that. Now, if you would read the motions carefully, word for word, and try to make a connection, Jim, then you would understand. But I am absolutely willing to accept Anthony Archer's proposal because it's fair and it's sensible. It's reasonable. I just don't think that we should be, they should be, any employee should be, or contractor should be driving in the dark. And furthermore, ratepayers are paying more for us to hold night meetings. And that's been proven by our accountant.
Thank you. Councillor Archer, could you read your amendment to bring us back on track, please?
Oh, sorry, Lou, I've got it.
Oh, you've got it.
It's that council, so the original motion is still A, revert to holding the ordinary session of council first, followed by the closed session.
Yep.
B has been changed to daytime meetings during non-daylight savings time, and I'll put in brackets April to October.
It's not part of the motion.
Okay, that's the amendment.
That's the amendment.
That's the amendment part, right? That's correct, Councillor Archer?
Correct, exactly.
Correct. So that's what we are discussing at this moment. I've got Councillor Miller and all right to speak.
Just went off. I totally agree with Councillor Allwright. This has actually gone way out of what the original motion was, because we were talking about the closed session, when it would be, whether it be at the start or whether it be at the finish. It's got nothing to do with what time we start or finish.
If you have a look at the whole detail in that document, you will see that it does relate to specifically the second part. How loose it may be, does relate to 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Councillor Allwright?
So, part B of the original motion, and I'll quote, leaves in place the ordinary meeting timing prior to the closed session until at least December 26th. When the matter may be reconsidered. So how can you translate that into the hours that the meeting is actually conducted?
Have you listened to what Stephen said?
No, but...
We have a motion on our books at the moment that the council meetings are held at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Yeah.
That's what that point two relates to. Councillor Archer has moved an amendment that shifts that to, in daylight savings time, that we have the meeting start.
That doesn't relate to this actual...
No, it doesn't, because it's an
motion, 12.5.
It's an amendment to the motion, amendment to this motion.
It just wasted 45 minutes.
It's got me, because there's nothing in there apart from the background details that says for any of the start... starting at 6, well, it's 6 o'clock, it doesn't say morning or night, hope you got it tonight. It says background details, and that's... I can't get my head around.
What's the ordinary starting time of this council meeting?
6 o'clock
is the ordinary.
Is the ordinary.
That's what that relates to, the ordinary starting time. The first part relates to... the fact of having the closed session, at the end of the normal meeting. And our normal meeting, which starts at 6, means we have the closed at the end. That's the first part. The second part is still relevant to the 6 o'clock start. And what Councillor Archer has moved is that second dot point be amended to read that during daylight saving... that this council holds the meeting at 6 o'clock and outside daylight saving hours we will start at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
That's what we are now discussing.
Put it in perspective, there's 5 night meetings and 7 day meetings in the 12-month period.
Thank you, Katrina, that is good information. Okay, so while we're still debating, and the other thing that I don't know if councillors are aware of, with the night meetings, there is an increased cost to ratepayers. It's probably $1,300 odd cost, to my understanding. So we need to think about that. Could I finish, please? Pardon me. It's a duty of care as well. We need to take a lot of things into consideration for councillors, staff, members of the public, and to just add a little bit of information I will be able to share. I'm going croaky. last meeting from Bothwell, the weather was terrible. Coming past Berridale Humby Strait, there was a torrential downpour of rain where the windscreen wipers wouldn't even keep the water off the windscreen. I had to pull over because I could not see in the dark alone, and it was frightening, dangerous, and then I sat there while the rain was absolutely pouring. A car came along and slowly went past me, which I think I know who it was. And then I followed in the taillights of that particular car, which I believe was the general manager. But there's always that worry, and it's care. It's duty of care. We're not giving a lot of thought to it. So that concerns me greatly. I just wanted you to double think about this sort of thing. So it's still for discussion, and I've got some hands coming up, which is Councillor Miller. All right. Meacham, is it? Meacham. All righty, Councillor Miller.
This was actually going to be a question that I was going to ask in Councillor Cassidy's motion. But what is the increase to ratepayers? What are we paying extra for? And I know you stated how much it was, but I'd like to know what the increase to the ratepayers.
Yeah, that's definitely a finance question for Zeeshan.
Can we find out from Zeeshan what that is and where it impacts us, please?
I can't see why we'd have a problem with that at all.
Because it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Well, we've already had the figure quoted at $1,300.
Is that a year?
A bit higher than that. Well, if it's a bit higher, what is that number?
Do you know the numbers, Councillor Cassidy?
I sent everybody an email before council meeting that came from our accountant. I don't know if anybody's read that. Some of the information in there, I would say, I would not release that to the public. You know, I mean, I don't think that we should be talking about individual salaries here and so forth.
No.
I don't think it's appropriate. So,
well, if we got a number without
relating, a number
I think
without
it's $1,408.
Okay.
$1,408.
No, that's coming out of this gentleman's
account. Yeah, hold on a minute. I want to know
just a moment, please.
Where it's coming from.
Councillor Miller, just a moment, you have your turn. Councillor Cassidy has the floor at the moment. Councillor Cassidy, so you said 1400.
I think it's 1480 or something like that. That's what I recall. I may not be correct. The exact dollar figure. Zeeshan, our accountant, would have that, but he confirmed to me that the cost for holding night meetings would be higher. And all I've got to say is just use your imagination.
Okay. All right, thank you. Now I've got Councillor Miller. All right, and Councillor Miller.
No, I just want to know, we say that it's 1400 or it's 1300, whatever it is, but where's that money? I mean, we're saving on morning teas and lunches, for start, especially the lunches. Where is it? Is it in staff?
You'd like a breakdown.
I'd like a breakdown. That's just so that, it gives us the...
We can only assume that what it relates to is that staff working outside 5 o'clock.
And who's the only staff member that does that part for you?
Oh, I don't get paid.
You can't mention names.
I don't get included in the
contract.
You don't get paid?
I'm sorry.
Don't claim.
I don't actually claim overtime.
So... Where's that extra money? We need to have that money.
It's a figure if we claimed overtime. If we don't claim overtime, then it's irrelevant.
Right.
It's not necessarily irrelevant, Stephen, because maybe that person who's not claiming overtime may want to claim it in the future, or we would have a different employee who would.
That could
it's
be
not
the
irrelevant
cut.
At all.
That could be the case.
All right, so... Councillor, all right.
So, if we go back to a previous discussion point, it clearly states here that the council meeting starts at 5, not 6. But that's what it says here. So, our council meeting is not going to start at 6, they're going to start at 5.
Yes.
So, and daytime ones would start at, if we had them, start at 9, not at 10.
We're still concentrating on the amendment of Councillor Archer's.
Which is the same sort of thing, but the simple fact is daylight saving times change.
Yeah, so we still keep focused on the amendment, please. Councillor Meacham.
The point two in the motion I put up, and I'm sorry this has led to confusion, but it clearly follows from point one. That is to say that if we revert to holding the ordinary session first, then we hold with that decision and leave it for the new council in December, after they've got to know each other, to, and they're not bound, they could meet in November and say, that's it, we're going to do something different. But we can't bind future councils in these terms. But number two obviously follows from number one, right? So I don't, and with respect, Angela, your amendment belongs in Robert's motion, not in here.
So we're going with the amendment, with the amendment, focus on the amendment.
Okay.
Right. So
have we had substantial debate on this?
I think we've had substantial debate on this, and I think it's time now.
Do we need to go back into our standing
order? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Can I close the discussion?
When you go into the, once we resume standing orders, you can then talk to your motion. Mm.
So we'll resume standing orders. Who's moving that, please? Councillor Honour and Councillor Hall. Those in favour? Thank you. That's passed. Carried. Right. So we go back to Councillor Archer.
Before I close, the seconder, would you like to comment any more, Julie, on the motion?
It's just, yeah, the last meeting was the worst trip I've had since 1977. I could not stop because there was nowhere to pull over. There was no phone coverage. And I did not even know if I was on the road because you could not see the white line.
I can relate to that. Okay, thanks, Councillor. Councillor Archer, you're to close now.
Mayor, I'd like to speak to the amendment, and I take on board the comments that have been made in regard to two being ambiguous, that it could be read in two ways. You know, I'm not saying that it can only be read the way that I interpret it, and so have many other councillors, but there's clarity in this motion. There'd be no doubt. This is clear what we're proposing. We're saying that we're going to have a closed session later in the meeting, and we're also saying that we're going to change the meeting times to reach a compromise so that there will be, during daylight saving, evening meetings, and otherwise it'll revert back to the day meetings. Simply because I want to, you know, get this behind us, get on and do the things we're supposed to be doing around the council table. I take on board all the comments that have been made. There's a lot of merit in them all, so I'm not concerned about that. What I will say is that $1,400 on a $10 million budget, really? You know, I don't think that's where we ought to be spending our time. Like, it's, well, you know, it's nothing else, to be frank. It is absolutely not even postage stamps.
All right.
And so I don't think that the dollars really are what's driving the other people's concerns. And I encourage councillors to vote for this motion, put it behind us, and let's get on with what we should be doing.
Thank you. So I shall record for this councillor Archer, Councillor Honour.
No.
Sorry?
We put it to the vote. Put the amendment to the vote. Who's in favour of the amendment?
So, one day. Can I get someone?
Can't we record?
Can I ask two questions?
Hang on. Just a minute, we get our books right. I was asking who's in favour of the amendment.
Okay.
But can I ask?
No, it's closed now.
Just a procedural procedure. I'm not debating it. If the amendment gets up, that becomes a motion.
Correct.
But if it doesn't get up, then we revert back to the original motion.
Okay.
It's one or the other.
For the amendment, we have Councillor Archer. We'll record the names, please, Katrina. Councillor Archer, Councillor Honour, myself, and those four, please raise your hands. For the motion.
Those for the motion.
Those for the motion.
So it's Councillor Archer,
Honour,
Cassidy, Triffitt, and Triffitt. Right?
Yep.
Those against is Councillor Allwright, Miller, Meacham,
Hall.
Four, so five must get it. So that amendment goes through, correct?
The amendment now becomes a motion.
Yep.
Those in favour of that motion.
Do I have a chance to speak? I have a chance to speak to the motion?
We've closed the vote.
So those in favour of
the amendment.
The amendment.
So those
in favour of the amendment, please raise your hands. This is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in favour, Councillor Miller?
Yeah, got my hand.
No. Okay. So that is carried.
Yeah,
okay. Great.
Is there anyone against that?
No one was against.
So thanks, Anthony. That was the major thing.
So Councillor Cassidy's motion is not
there
anymore.
I would love to have seen it all.
So that's out. Thanks for that. That was a bit difficult.
12.2.
Two.
That rose. Councillor Cassidy.
Oh, I've got that one crossed out. 12.2 is a notice of a motion from Councillor Cassidy. He has moved it. It's to do with the state roads. Do I have a seconder, please? No seconder? Okay.
Lapses for one of a seconder.
That lapses. As there's no seconder. Rightio. Well, 12.3
is... 12.3 is... That's already been debated.
That's been... what do we call that?
Well, we can't deal with it because we've already dealt with it previously.
And, Councillor... 12.4 is Councillor Cassidy... that Central Highlands create a communications policy. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Honour. Alrighty, Councillor Cassidy, would you like to speak to that?
I'm one up.
Can we quote you?
Well, geez, I think this is a very important one. First of all, we need to acknowledge that the mayor is a spokesperson of the council. I respect that, and the local government act that enforces that. But I believe that we need to have or consider two communications policies in the same policy strategic. That's us, councilors. And operational. That's Stephen, Adam, and anybody that Stephen would delegate on his behalf. I think one of our primary duties as councilors, even the general manager, would be to advocate with various ministers and so forth. Today I have a meeting with Rebecca White's team on the telecommunications nightmare of MyNet. As an example, I think it's important for us to be able to have a voice. While we're not the spokesperson for the council, and, in our advocacy for the council, we should not and cannot go contrary to a council policy or council direction. But I think that we need to establish that our general manager, perhaps the mayor's unavailable, or general manager's unavailable, then we would revert to perhaps a deputy general manager. But from a operational perspective, I believe that they should be able to initiate a communication by various means, whether it's telephonic or email or in writing, via postal communication with various entities, whether they're ministers, or stakeholders.
And Councillor Cassidy, just to remind you that that is in the Act as well. If the Mayor's not available, she normally delegates the Deputy Mayor and or another councillor. Councillors can advocate. The Mayor is a spokesperson. So you've pretty much got that settled. Is that what you're
I just wanted to basically clearly state it or clearly defined in a council policy going forward.
In a policy.
This way there's no more confusion. And, you know, as an example, when Guy Barnett came to Bothwell, the first person I called was the mayor to ask her if she would like to join my meeting. And previously, when John Tucker came to council, invited Anthony to come along because they're both farmers and you know, they both speak the same language. So I think it's important for us to be able to advocate appropriately and also immediately. I mean, our council relies upon grants and money from the federal, the state government, and our advocacy is very, very important.
Yes, totally.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Honour. You're the seconder.
Yeah, no, I've got nothing to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Major.
I really don't favour this at all. We have a media policy that we reworked, how long ago, Jim? Only 4 months ago?
Yeah, trying to get on the internet, yeah. But I can't to find out what policies we've got that cover this area. But there's probably three or four.
We've got a media policy that covers it, and the Act is very, very prescriptive, and we cannot override the Act.
Exactly.
So I don't favour this one at all.
Okie dokie. Anyone else? Rightio. Back to Councillor Cassidy to close.
Nothing more yet.
Okay. Well, I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. Alrighty, Councillor Honour, Cassidy, Trivet. I'm not sure where to go with this because, as I say, we've got to consider the Local Government Act, which I think it sort of covers. But no, look, I'll agree with it. It's just another policy. We've got a heap of policies about that high. Yeah, at least we have a policy for everything.
We've even got a policy for making a policy.
So, yes, I'll agree with that. Yes, I was for it, sorry. And those against, please raise your hands. Okay, all right, Miller, Archer, Meacham and Hall. So it lapsed. Right here. 12.5.
Referred to conducting a separate council planning committee.
Now, okay, yeah, this was a good idea, I believe. It used to happen. Moved by Councillor Cassidy. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Archer. Alrighty, Councillor Cassidy, would you like to speak to this?
I think next month I'm not going to put up so many of those.
Wearing you down, are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
please listen to Councillor Cassidy.
I think this special council meeting that we just had over the recent DA 2025/71, you know, we debated that. We beat it to death. You know, a lot of the questions that were asked, and I sort of, personally speaking only, my opinion, I felt they were a bit embarrassing, especially in front of the general public like that. You know, we had standing room only in that special council meeting. I think they could have been addressed in a planning committee meeting. Before it arrived at the special council meeting, Louisa could have addressed them. Stephen could have addressed them. I could have addressed them. And then we could have brought that recommendation to the full council. And I think that's the way it should work. And, you know, I don't care if I'm chairman or not. I'm happy to let Jim take over that role again if he can handle it.
Okay, Councillor Archer, you're the seconder.
I am, Mayor. I don't really endorse Robert's views. I voted for this so we could have a discussion around the table about it. I used to find it unbelievably frustrating to be a proxy, and I'd sit there and during the planning meetings and do all my homework, and damn it, all the committee would turn up. So I couldn't vote on it. And I just feel that it's been the open process of, we still do our homework, we still discuss it in council meetings, but our vote all counts the same at the end. And I think that's been, for these complicated DAs, a good thing. You know, when we've been looking at things like the wind farms and Malvina, it's far better just for the whole council to be discussing it, not just a planning committee. But I did want Robert to have the opportunity to put it up so we can get all the views around the table. Okay.
Councillor Machen?
Well, look, I don't favour this motion at all. The suspension of standing orders in that special meeting is really irrelevant to the motion. Now, as councillors, we are all required to know the specifics of a DA before we vote on it. So no matter, you know, whether we do it once or twice, we've got to fully read those, we've got to fully understand, we've got to fully discuss and fully commit to whichever way we go. So we need to discipline ourselves to read the DAs before we consider them, and that's in full council. I've seen a radical improvement in the planning processes since we folded it into the general meeting. It's a better way to go by far.
Okay, Councillor Miller.
I don't go for this motion either, but that special meeting that we had to meet was really good, having the public there with a full council. I thought it showed them the transparency of how we do it and their understanding. So I'm not all that happy that going to a separate planning committee and then having to do it twice, you know, to come to us as a full meeting.
All right, any other councillors' comments? No? I can see why Councillor Cassidy has this here. It has worked well in the past. I've heard what you said as well around the table. And it does save a lot of time when you can sit down and workshop it prior to a meeting as well. But I can always understand why this recommendation is here as well. So if there's no other councillor comments, I will put this up for the recommendation. Yes, you can close, Councillor Cassidy.
Yeah. Well, I respect your views that you think it should be folded into the regular council meeting, but you know, I've served on planning committee since 2014, and it's my passion. I enjoy planning. I understand planning. I read and research every complex DA. I don't leave any stone unturned. To the point, during the planning committee meeting, if members of that planning committee could recall that I picked up a misspelling on a rivulet up there in Bronte Park that even the planning officer had not. I think that we do not do our homework sufficiently, and there's councilors who do not understand planning as deeply as I understand it.
We can't have a planning committee of one.
And so I think, you know, to say everybody should show up, you know, and discipline themselves and so forth. Not everybody, you know, around the table has got a military background and is disciplined as I am. So I think, you know, we need to consider that not everybody, and accept it also, that not everybody understands planning. And so I think it's important that we nut out all of the details, ask all of the silly questions or embarrassing questions or whatever before we get to a council meeting, and especially before it's audio recorded.
Thank you, Councillor.
I'd like offence to
that. Okay. Pardon? Pardon?
If you had a planning committee, you would have to have it recorded now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so thank you, Councillor Cassidy. Now I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Councillor Cassidy, any others? Okay, what about the seconder?
No.
No? Okay. All right, Councillor Cassidy and Trip It. I think it's a good idea because there's a lot really that takes part with that, those planning meetings. Okay, so those against is Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Trivet, and Hall. Alrighty?
Thank you. Four against, sorry.
I was four. Thank you. So obviously it goes through.
Lost.
Must be the time of the day. 12.6, notice of motion, Councillor Meacham. Moved, seconded, Councillor Hall. Councillor Meacham, off you go.
This is really straightforward. Mayor, you're familiar with you, as you are too, Councillor Honour, with the operation of this group, and there is a later motion about extending the remit of that group. We have one, I'm not a techie, but on that working party, we do have one person who's pretty strong technical knowledge. I got a message before this meeting recommending that Phil Goodwin joins it, that he has knowledge that is specific to Telstra that will be helpful to us. So I'd be surprised if anybody thinks it's contentious. And if this passes, I'd invite the GM to give our contact details to Mr. Goodwin if it passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hall.
Yes, Mayor. I believe that Phil Goodwin will be a benefit, and with his knowledge and with his technical service, and he's always roaming around Central Islands, he's a man to have on this committee.
Okay, councillors, open to you. Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, if councillors will recall, it was Phil Goodwin who identified the deficiency of the Telstra coverage along the Lyle Highway between Gretna and Hamilton. And he's the guy that pointed out that that Telstra tower at Pelham was deficient even under full power. He's a good value and a good man, and knows some well. I recommend.
Thank you. Councillors, open to you. Any other councillors? Okay, back to you to close, Councillor Meacham.
Oh, look, I'll probably make this point again later, but I find that a committee that's composed of part councillors and part community members really powerful, because people like Phil and Michael Walls can go out and say whatever the hell they like in support of us, and we have to be more guarded. It's a really good working combination. So if you're both in favour of this, I'll be grateful to you all.
Thank you. Okay, I'll put the recommendation up. Those for the recommendation, raise your hands, and that is carried. Right, notice of motion 12.7. Councillor Cassidy, over to you. Mover, seconder, please. Councillor Allwright.
Yeah, it's really self-explanatory. The background is a bit stale now. In the past 22 days, the price of just diesel alone has risen to risen 89 cents. And it's, anyway, I think that we, as councillors, our travel allowance should be addressed appropriately to compensate for the additional cost, or as long as it lasts. If the war ends tomorrow and the supply reverts, that prices come back down to $1.83 or whatever, then bring the travel allowance back down.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor, all right, you're the seconder.
So here we are on tape with a member of the press and members of the public here trying to discuss our own allowances. Does this look very good?
It's reasonable. 89 cents a year.
Okay, it's transparent. That's what it's about.
Well, discussing...
Councillor Cassidy could move the motion.
Councillor Cassidy
has discussed it again. He's technically closed the motion.
Yes, so it's, well, it's, sorry, councillors, it's Councillor Cassidy closing. Finish Councillor Cassidy, please.
He has closed.
He's closed.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty, so the recommendation now, those in favour, please raise your hands. Okay. Well, that's difficult. There's only Councillor Cassidy. You're not in favour, Councillor Allred, as a seconder.
Did you listen to what I said there?
That's rude.
I'm
going through a process here. Those against, please raise your hands. So, it's Allred, Councillor Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Triffitt, Hall and Triffitt. So obviously it's lost. Rightio, oops, got the wrong lost there. Uh, 12.8, Councillor Cassidy. Do I have a mover, please?
Councillor Cassidy's a mover.
Seconder, please. No seconder? Okay.
Lapses for one of the seconder.
Lapses.
I don't know what's the comment likely to be.
I just wanted to say, if anybody is aware, that this information came out of that Myena meeting. The recommendations that the folks at the Myena shack owners meeting made to us, and it means nothing.
Yeah, no, that's not the case. Quite clearly, there was no second to your motion, Councillor Cassidy.
It means nothing then.
12.9, the notice of motion was Councillor Meacham, a seconder. Any seconders? All right. Okay, Councillor Meacham.
This is pretty straightforward. Telstra undertook the upgrades, the supposed upgrades to services on the Central Plateau in early January. The results have been less than stellar. I have this great hope that somebody's gotten to plug something back in as one of the reasons that I was glad to see Phil Goodwin added to the working group, that perhaps he can give us some insights as to why it's not working to the extent, or hasn't improved to the extent that we hoped for.
Mine hasn't improved.
No, mine hasn't either. In fact, the day after the upgrade, I tried ringing senior Telstra people, both calls dropped out, and I have a line of sight to the tower. So all I want to do with this motion is to get the remit for the, because it's due to expire now, get it extended to July, and hopefully we can get some runs on the board. My great fear is that telecommunications on the Central Plateau is the way that I describe getting a GP in ooze. It's our own wicked problem. It's one of two or three wicked problems we have. Not easy to resolve. So an extra 3 months to work on it, please.
All righty. Seconder is Councillor Allred.
So Telstra is just another example of a big company with a big black hole. So they just need working on it. And the committee... is part of the process of working on the Telstra black hole.
Any other?
And there's no real cost to council.
Right. Councillors, any comments? Back to Councillor Meacham to close.
No, thanks for your support, Jim. Thanks for anybody who votes in favour of this.
That probably should be the end of this council term.
No amendments, thanks, Jim.
Councillor Meacham is closing.
Yeah, I'm closing. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That's carried. 13. Mill, 14, not required. 15, monthly mayoral and elected members activities. You would have read through all those, I imagine.
Do we have a mover?
Mover. Where's the recommendation for that? Here we go. A mover is Councillor Honour and a seconder, Councillor Miller. Alrighty. Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Miller?
No, no, I've been slapped on my apologies. Katrina's not here to you.
Do you want us to record that?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's on audio anyway. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against? That is carried. Very good. Rightio. 15.1. Council notes mayoral and elected members' activities. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Honour. And a seconder, Councillor Hall. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Any comments, Councillor Hall?
No, ma'am, no.
Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands.
Can I just say before we do that?
No, not really.
We do have a chance to speak to it, don't we?
No, not now.
Why not? We're on.
Councillor Honour, did you close? No.
No.
We're only
I got excited.
Don't get too excited.
Okay.
I just want to say that it's really good to see these this correspondence in here. It just allows us to know what's going on behind the scenes. So thank you very much for doing it.
Very good, Councillor Meacham.
Yeah, look, I particularly appreciate the detailed scheme for this stuff. I think the preventative health strategy speaks a lot to developing things like bike paths and walking paths, you know, that big capital stuff that we could be and we should be attending to. Equally, I like the detail in your response to Luke Murphy-Gregory. That's good, thank you.
Okay, any other councillors? Rightio, or back to Councillor Honour to close?
No, that's fine.
Alrighty, now I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Now we're good. We're off.
We're off
and running. Yeah. Okay. You see all the correspondence there. There's also a folder of correspondence sitting there. The same, but as in printouts, the ones I have.
It might be useful to get responses from Stephen in terms of electoral reform, for instance, deaf ears.
there are likely to be some changes to the electoral reform. We were told the other day what might occur. We're also told that if we let it out of the bag and told our councillors before the minister had released it, we'd be in all sorts of strife.
So it's not good news, then,
is it? I don't see it as an absolute disaster. Sure.
Kidagi 15.2, General Manager's Activities for February and March. Recommendation, please. Mover. Councillor Honour, Councillor Hall. Councillor Honour, any comments?
No.
Councillor Hall?
No, ma'am.
Councillor Laws?
Well, you've been a busy boy.
Okie dokie, we'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, please raise your hands. All right, that is carried. 16, operational 16.1, health and wellbeing plan monthly progress report. Mover, please. Rightio, Councillor Miller. Councillor Hall. Councillor Miller, any comments?
No, I had a good read of it, and it seems to be they're doing their job again, like she normally does. She does a good job, Kat.
Councillor Hall, you're the seconder?
No, ma'am.
Councillor Laws? Councillor Cassidy?
Oh, yeah, this TICT award submission, they're talking about tourism. I sure would appreciate whenever they spruik tourism in the Central Highlands if they would also include dark sky tourism, astro tourism, and so forth.
Okay, so you'd like that noted?
Yes, ma'am.
If I could get that noted, please. Any other comments, councillors? No? Alrighty, I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour of, please raise your hands.
Do I get a second?
Big pun?
Do I get a second chance?
Oh, to close it. Okay, you can close.
I have one. No,
you haven't closed it?
No, I haven't closed.
Oh, sorry.
I
know it was late because it was late getting in because of the show being back a week, but Bikey, she did a good job of that. The show was really good.
Yep. Thank you. All right, if those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That is carried. Okay, 16.2. Oh, this has come back up again with the quirkus, circus quirkus. Move it, please. Councillor Cassidy. And second up, Councillor. All right. Councillor Cassidy, would you like to comment?
No comment.
Councillor, all right.
So, the council approved. So, the $50 a ticket. Right, is this the one we're on?
Yes,
$50 a ticket. So what I was going to suggest is so that's five local disadvantaged kids. So if there's seven, we chuck in an extra $50 per person. If there's less than five, the other 50 go to our local Lions Club. But anyway, I'm supporting the recommendation, but just so that, if we only get three down there, we chuck the other $100 to the local Lions Club. But if they need an extra two or three, so at $50, we just sort of, it's too hard to do a bloody, a change of motion, Steve. So maybe you could just do that at an operational.
Yeah, look, we'll come back to you and let you know how we.
There's a bit of wriggle room. Yeah. $50 per.
If it's
just too hard to do.
The thing is, it's a pure guesstimate at this point in time, and we need to put numbers to it. So you've got numbers, and we'll be flexible.
Okay, councillors, over to you, Councillor Miller.
If it's $50 a ticket, then that way we've got seven people.
Yeah.
Seven.
At least it was
when I was at school. Whether it's for children here or and some of the children in another
carer.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just that we send that money every year. I'd like to get some feedback on it though.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we do it every year.
Well, our community development officer could give us a report back. On it.
That would be good.
No problem.
That'd be okay. Fine. Any other councillors? Righty. Back to the mover to close. Who is? Hang on. Sorry, it's Councillor Cassidy's a mover. You're the seconder, Councillor.
Oh, I was the seconder.
Councillor Cassidy, close. All right, so I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, please raise your hands. There's no one against. That's carried. Yes.
I'm running out of sugar.
Not we all.
Was that declared an interest? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sure. Katrina's declared the interest in this one. So Katrina recorded that Katrina has left the room. 16.3, mover, please. Councillor Honour, second to Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour, would you like to speak to this?
A very worthwhile donation because they do a fabulous job.
Very good. Councillor Cassidy is the seconder.
Yeah, $2,000 is a heck of a lot of money because they're also spending it on folks from outside our municipality. So I think any grants that we give should be benefiting folks within our community.
Thank you. Councillor Laws, over to you. Councillor Archer.
Yeah, I'd like to endorse what Robert's saying. I mean, the $2,000, we've only got $3,500 left in the kidney to do us for another 4 or 5 months. It's a very financial club. They do a wonderful job, but I don't know that it's really up to council to be underwriting this level of support. I think that's more than is reasonable.
Alrighty, Councillor Miller.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, we've got, it leaves us $1,500 for the rest of the financial year, and we just don't know what's coming up, so I'd suggest
$3,500.
Yeah, but if we take the $2,000 off it, it leaves us $1,500.
Okay, Councillors, keep focus, please. All right, it looks like it's a bit divided in feelings around the room, so those for the recommendation, please raise your hands. And it is Councillor, all right, Honour, Meacham, Hall and True Fit. Those against is Miller, Archer, Cassidy and Triff Ett. Fun with these Etts and Etts, aren't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4.
And four against.
Four against. Didn't carry.
No way. No chance. I just think we've got to change that.
No, we're good on the show. Yes. 1644 Anzac Day arrangements. Is there any comments, any changes need? Oh, got to get Katrina back. Moving, who's moving? Councillor Meacham. And seconded by Councillor Miller. Thanks, Katrina. Okay, Councillor Meacham, you're the mover.
Look, nothing really to add, except I've already notified Kat that I'm unable to do the Bronte Park, so if someone wants to nominate for that event, I'm just unavailable at that time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Councillor Miller?
No, that's fine. The only thing is with the Hamilton, Councillor, are you and I doing it together like we normally do?
It's actually two people laying wreaths on behalf of council, so it should probably be one. And
worked that out between.
But anyway, that's. But we'll do the same. Yes. Just leave it there.
I just noticed. I mean, again, what councillor Allwright said, but I noticed on the Gretna one that I was laying the wreath for, on behalf of the service animals. Maybe we can swap that again to the Hamilton instead of having two on behalf of the council. The one on the council and the other one on behalf of the service animals.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's what we did last year.
So what we'll do, just to be clear for everyone, Arthurs Lakes Councillor Honour, Bronte Park Councillor Meacham can't. If there's any councillors available to do that, put your hand up. No. So Fentonbury's Deputy Mayor, all right. Gretna's myself, Councillor Hall. And Councillor Miller, you were saying no?
No, I'll go. I always like the service.
You'll do Gretna as well?
Yeah, I always like the
Boffles, myself, Councillor Honour, you're right for that one?
Yes.
Hamilton is the Deputy Mayor, and Councillor Trivett, and Councillor Miller.
Deputy Mayor and myself, we normally go, we share that as an MC.
Alright, okay.
What, the last 2 years, haven't
we? Are there any other councillors that wish to be involved or want to discuss anything?
I may be available to show up at Bothwell, depending on my driving schedule.
Alrighty, okay. It is good to have a nice turn up of councillors, that's for sure. Alrighty, so no more questions there, councillors?
No.
Back to Councillor Meacham to close.
Nothing to add. To ensure that all of this is related to Kat, and I've already notified Kat about mine.
Kat usually gets a wreath up to Bronte for us.
Yeah, all good.
Yep. Okay, so Councillor Meacham's closed. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Alrighty, that is carried. That's good.
Excuse me, can I ask one? I know that this is not a discussion, but can I ask, if we don't get anyone as a councillor at Bronte Park, can a non-councillor lay the wreath on behalf of the council?
What normally happens is Shane Hedger from the Bronte store, he goes and lays
That's fine, because I was thinking of Tracy and
Tracy and Wayne.
That's sort of in place.
Fine, thank you.
Yep. Kat will organise that. Okie dokie, 16.5.
We withdraw that.
Withdraw?
I'll explain the reasons. It's been a bit of argy-bargy between the department
and the Online Access Centre, and they've finally agreed that the Online Access Centre will get a contract for a 3-year period, whereas initially they said it would be a 3-year period and nothing further. They have now come out and said that there will be a 3-year period and a very good likelihood that they'll get another 3-year contract. So the Online Access Centre are happy with that, and that's where we sit.
So that's one. Just withdrawn then. Steve, is it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. GM. 17, 17.1, Works and Services, Nova Place, Councillor Honour. Councillor Cassidy. Okay, Councillor Honour, any comments about the Works and Services?
No, they've been doing a great job up around the lakes, doing all the shack roads. I had them done before the shack owners meeting.
That's correct.
Good.
Yes, you got some very good feedback with that, didn't you, at the meeting while I was there. Seconder, Councillor Cassidy, any comments?
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that our Works and Services manager, his salary was cleaning toilets at the Hamilton Show. And because there was nobody else available, and I was thinking that, geez, you know, this should be on some sort of a rotational basis. I don't know. It's an operational matter. I'll let Stephen work that out, but yeah.
It is operational, but I understand what you're saying, because Riley, one of our oldest, was there all day, as he always is. He's done it for, what, now 40 years? Yeah. He's brilliant, and there was no other helpers except Jason stepped in as Works and Services Manager.
I think he should be commended for that.
Yes, he should. And over to the General Manager to perhaps do something about that with a roster system or whatever, I'm not sure. That's your operational
the
side.
The simple facts are, if no one wants to work at that time, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't force the issue.
Really?
No, you can't force it.
Really?
No. The Hamilton Show.
Yeah, it's a council event.
It might be a council event, but the simple facts. No, it's not a council event.
It's
not a council event. It's their event.
It's the show committee.
So, quite clearly, if a person doesn't want to. If I said to people to work Bushfest and they told me to whistle Dixie, there's not a lot I can do about it. They're not duty bound to work.
But I think it'd be nice to send some nice letter to from council to Riley.
Yeah.
Who have we got? Councillor Cassidy, you've spoken. Councillor Laws, any comments? Councillor Miller.
All I can say is that Riley got a good year this year because he didn't have to put the possum traps out. There was no possums.
It does look good, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. But the Thousand Acre Lane, Capital Works, the amount of traffic going down there now is really increased. Mm. And I've had a couple of people, I was talking to them at the show, and they've come up that way from Hobart and Brighton, and they would said it was absolutely fantastic when they finished. But I know. But once that next bit's done,
that's it.
But I wouldn't mind putting a vehicle counter on it.
Okay.
So we were down there at one stage.
We did have one, yeah.
Yeah, but now that's...
It's roughly the Hollatree Road traffic. Elmdale's the highest traffic road, and Hollatree Road and Elmdale Lane, or Gear, is about
close. Because I use it a lot.
That was the last thing.
We're thinking of putting a towel on it.
Well, I won't use it then, will I?
It's getting late.
Don't get smart.
Councillor Honour, you're to close then?
Yeah, no, that's all good. The boys and female have done an excellent job.
Very good. So when saying that, I'll put the recommendation forward. Those in favour?
Hurry up, David.
Is there anyone against?
David.
Okay, we're in favour. Everyone in favour? Yes, carried. Very good. 18 is operational. 18.1, may I have a mover for the finance report? Councillor Miller and Councillor Cassidy. Any comments, Councillor Miller?
No, as again, his reports are so easy to read.
Brilliant, yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Councillor Cassidy, any comments as a seconder?
Just that we should keep our eye on our spending, that's all.
Yes, any comments, councillors? Councillor Meacham?
You can really see the worth of having a full-time accountant. Our prior accountant, David, I can't remember his name.
Doyle.
Was good, but marginally available.
They're getting some information.
Yeah, we're doing much better with a full-time. Thank you.
He's doing a wonderful job. Any other comments, councillors, around the table? No?
Just
no. Councillor Miller to close.
Yeah, there was one thing, the capital expenditure. I know we've been going on talking about this a lot, but to see that where we're spending the capital expenditure is good. I really thought that was good because we're not just what's going here and it's going there, but having it down like that is good.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, recommendation. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Okay, that's carried. Very good. 19, operational, 19.1, do and catchment report. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Allwright. Councillor Miller. Councillor Allwright, comments?
So the main thing about cleaning up Croker's Alley there, I haven't actually seen it, but most of the bottle councillors in North would have seen that, and they'll have a bit to burn later on, but that'll open it up out of the side.
Very good.
It's very open at the moment.
There'll be a revet program go through, but that'll take 2 years.
It took
8 years for Platypus Walk here to...
But they've done a fabulous job.
Yeah, and that'll really reduce flood risk.
Okay, any other comments, Councillor?
Yes, can I have a seconder, please?
Sorry?
I don't know who went to the show this year, but we actually got the dual catchment people in the Hall of Industry, and it was fantastic. They had a display on weed awareness, and I know that there was one fellow there, he walked out, he said, God, he said, that's got to come out of my wife's garden. So there was something she put in there. But look, I'm going to have them back next year. We're hoping to have a bigger next year, but everyone that went through that Hall of Industry stopped, looked and asked questions. So it was a really good public relations thing about weeds and getting to know what's weeds and what's not. So yes, I really, they did a great job.
Thank you. Councillor Cassidy, then Major.
Yes, on page 72, Jim. Well, first of all, I wanted to say they're doing a great job. I hear them sawing and cutting away and bulldozing and everything down there to the Corpus Alley, and it's just so great. But I wanted to ask you, Jim.
What page was it?
Page 72.
Just ask the question, Councillor Cassidy, please.
I just want to ask you on figure 2 on page 72. You see the way they cross-hatched that stump? I just want to ask you why or what is the purpose of that?
It's to put the poison in, isn't it?
That's a different photo.
To make sure it doesn't grow back.
That's a different photo. That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, what is the purpose of that? Why do they do that?
To make sure that it doesn't grow back.
Stop the growth and they can put poison on
it. That's probably more it. Just guts, because they've got to poison it.
I see.
And just to let the Roundup soak right in. That's what I suspicious that would be the case.
Yeah, thank you. Any other councillor comments for that, Councillor Machen?
Good to see coverage too of the weed control program around Great Lake at the community centre. We had a good working day there, that's page 77. A frequent attendee here, Steve Lauren, was in attendance at that time, and some locals I hadn't met before. It was really good. It was a good day and we learnt a lot. And we're hoping to get that really geared up in the coming months, the community weed control program.
Thank you. Any other councillors' comments? All righty, back to you, Councillor. All right, the club.
No more comments. Yeah.
Okay. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Anyone against? No, that's carried. Okie dokie. Operational matters, development and environmental services. Recommendation mover, please. Okay. I'm not sure who that was. Councillor Machen, all right, I think. Councillor Machen.
Well, just a query, and I don't know if you've done, Steve, it might be more properly addressed to Cathy, but that access to James Downey property on Marlborough Road, it's all it's cited as the access being Marlborough Road. I'm surprised at that, and I just wondered if you knew. I
can't give you an answer to it, but I'll find that way.
That's okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Councillor Honest.
I know where it is.
Yeah.
It's on the Stonehouse
Road. I must have misread the
where the gate is. Yeah. It's up that way on Murderer 2.
Okay, so I'll misread what I read, it's all online for a bit. Thank you. Thanks. Have I just closed?
I think you have.
I apologise, Peter.
Okay, you've closed.
Well, I need to ask Steve a question.
Oh, we've closed it.
No, you haven't.
I've just got a question for Steve. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That is carried. You have to be quick, lightning. Right. 20.2, dog management policy review. Mover, please. Councillor Cassidy. Seconder, Councillor Archer. All right, Councillor Cassidy.
I don't have much to say on the dog management policy, but I just wanted to alert councillors that there's also a cat management policy that's coming up for our comment. So that's about it. Otherwise, I think it's just great. Everything is very comprehensive, the dog management policy. Very well done.
All right. Thank you. Councillor Archer?
Mary, I've got some concerns with the policy as it is, and I've expressed them in the past, that I don't think it takes into account the genuine difference between domestic dogs and farm dogs. I don't know how many farms have got many more dogs than they're allowed to have their three dogs per farm, and people get around it with things like mini titles and things. So, yes, they are compliant with the law, but really I just think there needs to be a tidy up in terms of the approach that our policies take. Now, I understand that it's guided very much by state government, and we don't get a lot of input into that, but there needs to be a bit more equity, I think, in terms of working dogs and how the arrangements work, because some farms pay staff an allowance for their dogs, and that also covers the registration. Others don't. When you've got a lot of staff moving around, who's paying for the registration, who's not? I think it's untidy, and I just think there needs to be some work done there, and I'm just encouraged, Steve, although I'm happy to go ahead and endorse the policy as it is, I just think we need to get some fine-tuning around farm dogs, what's a reasonable rate, how we handle kennels, and so that's the agricultural side of things that I think, unlike a lot of other councils, we can add value to, because we've got a lot of them. It's not like we're on a fringe of the city where it isn't applicable. None of us are suggesting we want puppy farms, and that's really what a lot of the dog policy seems to be written, to reduce the number of breeding dogs on farms. There's a requirement that most of the bitches be spayed, for instance, which really isn't great in terms of the way many farmers manage their dogs. So I'm happy to vote for it as is, but I would encourage Steve to put a little bit more consultation into troublesome people like me to do a bit of fine tuning with the way agricultural dogs are managed.
Some of the things that you spoke to me about today quite clearly are not covered by the policy, they're covered by the legislation, Dog Management Act, and they stipulate kennel licences, the number of dogs, farm dogs, all of those things are in there. The issue we really need to do is push with the government for some amendments to the Dog Management Act, not the policy we have, but the Act itself.
The Act itself, okay. You're happy with that, Councillor Archer?
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, Councillor Miller?
Two things. One is I've noticed the key improvements identified is what you and I have been talking about for a while, which is a clear place for dogs off leash. I do have concerns about dogs off leash because they might say, oh, my dog's all right. No, it's not all right. So we do have to be very mindful of that because there has been quite a few attacks lately from what I've heard from the vet. The other one is that I will take into consideration, who mentioned the cat program? Whoever mentioned the cat, be aware that, be aware that Brighton Council, from what I can understand, has now got cats have to be chipped and they are not allowed outside at night time. So that's from what I've heard, so maybe it's something we can look at here. I mean, I know that Linda, the cat lady, she does a marvellous job, you know, in keeping stray cats.
Is that about the Dog Management Act?
No.
Our policy?
No.
I think you wandered a little bit.
I wanted to extend this. We've got the dog now, let's look at the cat. Because I know for a fact, my little native cat, you know, brought home a small bird the other day that was...
I'm still saying you need to talk to the motion.
Can we focus on the motion? Councillor
Meacham. So I just extended it a little bit more.
Okay, Councillor
Meacham. I was trying to call Councillor Miller to order, so that's me.
Councillor
Miller, Councillor Meacham, did you have any further comments?
I was trying to call Councillor Miller.
Councillor, all right, over to you.
So I think what Councillor Miller was trying to do, the dog management, this policy pretty much clearly makes the case that we should have off-lead dog exercise area, and that's an area that everyone sort of pushed, but there wasn't a strong support for that with the structure plan, so we've got to sort of try and sort of bring the community with us a bit, and it's actually very clear from being involved with the population projections around this area. But if you want to grow your population, you've got to have somewhere to park a car. Well, if you can't park a car in Bothell or Roos, you shouldn't have a licence. Somewhere to walk your dog.
Dog management policy.
Somewhere to walk your dog. That is a key point. Yeah. Somewhere to exercise the kids and somewhere to have coffee. But dog is there wasn't clear support for that with a structure plan. But so we've got to get.
Yeah, we've got to work on that.
Okay, let's focus on what we have in front of us.
So, the recommendation is to adopt it. We should.
So the recommendation, moved by Councillor Cassidy, second by Councillor Archer. Any other comments from councillors? No. Back to Councillor Cassidy to close.
2 points. This dog management policy review, it had a consultation period, and those who didn't submit talked to us. Secondly, I would point out that there are folks who take advantage of the working dog provisions to get around paying fees and so forth. The third point that I would like to make is sometimes I feel that dog owners are not sufficiently responsible to keep their dogs under control when they're walked off a lead. I have personally been attacked 3 times and knocked to the ground by the dogs. Those are my only comments that I would like to make. I just think that folks need to just take care of their dogs to be sure that they don't, bite a dog walker or bite another dog, because there could be legal repercussions for that.
And perhaps that could go in a little spiel in our rates notices in the near future, something to do with responsibility for dogs, something like that.
Yep.
General Manager, happy with that, councillors? Yep, okay. So without further ado, Councillor Cassidy has closed. So those in favour of adopting the dog management policy, please raise your hand. Okay, that is carried. Rightio. Uh, 20.3 is the draft amendment of the state planning provision secondary residencies.
I'm
on 20.3. Councillor Meacham's moving. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Meacham, off you go, please.
I really welcome this. This is really good. We've had planners in the past talk about how in our towns, which are largely, very large residential blocks, there is a reluctance to subdivide, probably because of all the legal work involved and the upfront expense involved. Now, with the coming boom in renewable energy projects in this LGA, this is a really good provision because it's taking granny flat sizes from 60 square metres to 90. Mm. Now, I reckon 110 square metres is about the minimum for a family of four. 90 is a couple with a young child. I think people are more likely in places like Hamilton, or particularly Hamilton, but also Bothwell, to then go towards a granny flat, whether it's for granny or if it's going to be for workers. This is a really good step forward.
Thank you. Councillor Cassidy, the seconder, would you like to comment?
Yes, it's been in the news lately about this granny flat provision and so forth, and creating more homes, if you will, for people. There's a comment period here, and I would encourage everybody to make a submission to the state government. In fact, I think David's suggestion that it should be larger than 90 square metres is certainly reasonable.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Miller.
Can I say that I can speak on this and know what I'm talking about? I'm in the process of getting a granny flat.
Not a tiny home,
it's granny. No, it's actually a container home.
The Central Highlands?
Yeah, no, not the Central Highlands. The ones that I've seen, I've had a good look at a lot, the ones that I've seen, they're good. They're good quality. They're made well. So some of these, there's no reason we couldn't look at some of these tiny homes or the container homes, because they're really well done.
Yeah.
And I've looked at quite a few.
Yeah. Yeah, the little tiny homes, I think it'd be interesting to look into as well. Any other councillors? Rightio, go back to Councillor Meacham to close.
Just to add, we think that the housing crisis is kind of unflexible, but the example of Auckland in New Zealand is really cogent here. They relaxed the granny flat provisions there, and for the last couple of years, real estate prices there have been falling because of the fill-up of these granny. There's been a boom in granny flat construction, and medium density is really the way that you avoid getting the urban sprawl going too far.
Thank you for that.
So, it's, yeah, worthwhile.
Alrighty. All right, Councillor Meacham's closed. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Okay, that's carried. Thank you, Gary. 20.4 medium density housing. Councillor Cassidy's moving. Seconder, please. Councillor, all right, off you go, Councillor Cassidy.
Well, in some ways, this also relates to 20.3. There's a comment period there. As we recommend anybody, we think that should make a submission to the state government.
Thank you. Councillor Orr, you're the seconder.
So we're just receiving a noting as a recommendation, but I sort of feel as though we should be writing back to them and say we want a low density housing strategy that's suited for this municipality. Forcing people into apartments and... densification of apartments. I mean, Australians don't do that very well, and it's not suited to this area. But, I mean, we're at the end of the day, we're just receiving a note in the report. Yeah.
All righty, Councillor Miller.
Just with this medium density, it makes me think of at the end where the bridge is. There is like two small houses on that one property, and it looks good, and there's no reason that we couldn't encourage others to do the same thing.
Alrighty, thank you. Councillors, any other comments before I go back to the closer? Okay, Councillor Cassidy to close.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you've closed?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Those in favour, raise your hands, please. Carried. 21.3. Central Highlands Council Strategic Plan 2025-2030. Mover, Councillor Meacham. Seconder, Councillor Allwright. Yes, Councillor Meacham.
Look, generally it reads very well. I'm agreed with the need for structural planning in the growing towns. I always thought it was a bit bizarre that we devoted attention to planning on towns that are barely growing at all. So that's good. Somewhere in there, I think we need to embrace, and I notice Steve Legat is offering sessions on using AI to streamline council processes.
Yep.
And I think we should be, that strategic plan, we should include some consideration of AI. I've been dealing with a firm in Britain, and I'm amazed they get 24-hour service by using... They obviously rely on AI to respond. So, yeah.
I've just asked the GM to respond if you'd like to.
Well, yeah. I was involved in a Teams meeting the other day, which involved AI for planning, which was being done by Huon Valley. They're prepared to actually have further discussion with us in regards to it. In other words, what they're doing is a person who's got an application can actually go through their network, AI, their application, and in some cases it can actually be spat out an hour or two later. So that's what they're looking at. So, yeah, we can have a look at that.
Any other comments?
Councillor
Cassidy?
Yes, well, I seconded it.
Yeah.
Councillor Cassidy can speak if he wants to. You can still speak. Yeah. Well,
you were
seconded,
weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Councillor Cassidy, would you be kind enough to wait to Councillor
Allwright speak? Of course. So I like the strategic plan. I thought it was a better one that we've had since I've been on council. But we've been asked to endorse it without amendments. But I had an amendment last month, Steve. I couldn't find whether that had been done. And that was to give councillors, it was to list the, instead of having environmental processes and provisions scattered throughout the report, just to list it as a separate environmental thing. They've got the health and wellbeing strategy, other strategies, capital replacement strategies, all these strategies, but there's no specific strategy for environment. All the environmental ones are scattered throughout everything else. And I'm just wondering whether, because I couldn't find where we'd had a...
I thought that there was an amendment made to cover that base.
So I moved it last month, but I couldn't see whether it had been done.
Well, at the moment, we'll just have to deal with the recommendation in front of us.
Well,
and perhaps you could work that out later.
The recommendation is to approve it without amendment, but I've submitted an amendment, and I just wanted to make sure that amendment...
Okay, well, we don't need to adopt the strategic plan now. We'll leave it.
Just to check to see whether that amendment, it just makes it an environmental category, a health and wellbeing category, a health, a capital replacement strategy, rather than having the environmental ones scattered through.
We'll deal with it in the next meeting.
So we'll defer?
Defer, yep.
We'll
move
for deferral. Is councillors happy with that?
Yep. I still would like an opportunity to speak.
Oh, okay. Please. Sorry, Councillor Cassidy, speak, and then we'll defer.
So... Councillor Meacham has, made a remark about AI, and Madam Mayor and Stephen, if you recall from our November 2025 LGAT conference, there was a gentleman that got on stage and he spoke quite intelligently and well informed about AI.
Yes.
And there's a real risk, a real danger. You don't want to have a shovel telling you to jump and asking you, and then we have to respond how high. We need to be sure that we keep AI as a tool, and I think we need to have the checks and balances in place, because we may find that we get in so deep that it replaces Louisa Brown, and then you may find wrong decisions are actually made. I think that we need to be sure that we keep control of AI.
Okay. Yeah, very good. So we are deferring. So the mover, Councillor Meacham, and the seconder, Councillor Allwright, are you moving to defer?
I've moved to defer.
Well, no.
We just won't put it.
We won't just withdraw the motion.
Withdraw the motion.
Yeah. Withdrawn?
Yep. That makes a lot easier.
Okay,
yep.
Withdrawn.
Okay.
All right.
I notice there's the second 21.3.
You
weren't supposed to pick that up.
There was an issue with the numbering. I just tried to change one and it just makes
numbers. Should have said it to you prior.
No, it was 21.3. Yes, yep. Could I have them over, please?
Well, really, what we need to do we have any councillors that have recommendations on who should go on the economic development and the community development committees?
You would defer that as well.
What are your suggestions, General Manager?
At the last meeting we had this up, and it was asked for the councillors to provide me with those that they wanted to nominate for the committee. Silence was remarkably deafening.
I think the one I wanted, he's already expressed interest in.
Yeah, no, he didn't actually put an application. He spoke to me when we had a meeting.
So did he have to actually put an application in?
No, look, it's fine. James Johns, I spoke to him up at Myina, and I'm not 100% sure what Councillor Meacham's view of the world was in regards to that, but
I think we should be careful.
We had a discussion with him, Steve Loring spoke to me after the last council meeting, wishing to be on that committee. So, if we want to have these committees up and running, we need to take it a bit seriously. Yeah.
So do we put Steve Loring's name here?
Well,
there it is, yep.
You know, the thing being is that councillors need to come back to me with those that they want to go on these
nominations. Yeah.
If you don't want it, we'll just scrap the committees.
All right.
We're withdrawing the motion.
object, we'll bring it up to the next council meeting.
We'll withdraw this until the next council meeting. It's withdrawn at the moment. Motion for the audit panel. Or the council adopt the risk management register. A mover, please. Councillor Allwright. Seconder, Councillor Hall. Councillor Allwright, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, we've been through this several times at the audit panel level, and I think it's worked out pretty well. But sort of, it's not the audit panel members that do it, it's the this operational staff, and that's where most of the risk is.
Councillor Hall?
No, Mayor.
Councillors? Yeah. Bit fatigued, I see, around the table. Mm. Mm. Those for the record. What was that?
I'm not, because I didn't have that, but there we are.
No, we've got to run around the block before we go home. Okay.
Good news for me, and it's all bad.
Yeah, okay.
Someone's
going to pour. Okay, back to the mover, Councillor. All right. To close.
Yeah, nothing more to add.
Okay. Yeah.
All those in favour?
Oh, who's chairing this meeting, sir? Okay, so all those in favour of the recommendation? Carried.
Sometimes meetings were a lot more fun.
21.5, the Ombudsman.
I go to bed.
Yes. 21.5 is the Ombudsman Tasmania Right to Information. Mover, please. Councillor Cassidy. Seconder, Councillor Honour. Councillor Cassidy, off you go.
Yeah, I think this relates to a transparency in our government, and I'm all for it.
Councillor Honour?
Yes, I agree with Councillor Cassidy.
Councillors, any comments? Councillor Allwright?
The Deputy General Manager has got to do procedures. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, correct.
It's going to be a lot of procedures.
Well, that's his job, yeah. His business. All righty.
No, that's all. I was just making a comment. It's going to be a lot of procedures.
Any other councillors? Okay, to close, Councillor Cassidy.
Nothing more to
do. Rightio, those in favour, please raise your hands. Okay, that is carried. 21.6, look at motions. Okay, you would have went through all the motions, I would hope.
Well, there's only two that came out, so I haven't seen the rest of the agenda.
Okay, mover, please. Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Meacham?
No.
Councillors? All righty.
Can I please... I know the brain's not working. Second generation... Rodenticide.
Oh, yes.
Rodenticide.
It kills rodents. Yeah. And they wobble outside, and the rats will die. So that's.
She's got them everywhere.
The issue is that some of them say on the cover poison, yeah. And others say
caution.
Caution, correct.
So we found the box ones that we had were the older ones.
That's about the ones we currently have sitting around in most places, the compliant ones.
And the birds are eating the poison rodents.
Yeah, that's
right. Poison itself.
Alrighty. So, Councillor Honour spoken, Councillor Meacham, Councillors. Back to Councillor Honour to close.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Nothing to add.
Those in favour, please raise your hands. Carried. Thank you. Related parties' declarations for actioning. Oh, we're getting there. Considerations of supplementary agenda items.
Those still got the motion.
Did I miss that?
Yes, you're getting...
Thank you. Okay, move the place. Councillor Allwright. Second to Councillor Miller. Councillor, all right to speak to.
The council's running a immunisation program for pretty clumsy, and they're not really fit for purpose, so the health department should do that.
Yeah. Well, the medical centre does it, doesn't it?
Yeah, the council supported.
We do a bit of administration with it.
The council supported, but that's the way we've got around it.
Yeah, that's right.
Staff have immunisations, don't they?
Yes, staff can be immunised, yes.
Yeah, free of charge, obviously.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was understanding.
Don't say the word free.
Free of charge. No, it's important. We saw what went on in COVID. Okay, so moved by Councillor Allwright, second by Councillor Miller. Seconder for anything to speak to?
No, it's just that, I've grown up, and my kids have grown up with the program coming from the council.
Okay.
That's all I've got to say.
All right, Councillor Laws, Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, in the Mercury today, they were talking about 100 deaths from flu and COVID last year. So these are a concern, but again, it's a concern for the Tasmania Health Service to administer. And it's just a reminder that folks ought to be keeping the vaccinations up to date because COVID is still waiting.
That's correct, yeah. No, we need to be responsible. Any other comments, councillors? Okay, back to Councillor Allwright to close.
Oh, no, it's all self-explanatory. Nothing more to that.
Those in favour, raise your hands. That's carried.
Mayor, we're 21.7. I know it's not a motion, but can we do that now?
What?
Is there something that we can sign now, Katrina, for that 21.7?
Adam usually brings the forms around to us.
Does he?
It's usually the end of the month, end of the financial year or just the start. This is just a reminder, a quarterly reminder.
Any
updates.
Yeah, if any circumstances have changed. Thank you. Okay,
thank you. Now we're on supplementaries, aren't we?
Yep.
Oh, you have a supplementary.
We do, wherever it is. This is it. Okay, a mover, please. Councillor Honour. And a seconder, Councillor Cassidy. Council nominate Councillor Anthony Archer as the local government rep on the state fire. Oh, Councillor Archer should have left the room. Councillor Archer's leaving the room. Okay, moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Cassidy. Okay, Councillor Honour.
Yeah, no, he'd be a very good candidate for it.
I think so. Oh, Councillor Cassidy is the seconder.
Yeah, I second that. I actually nominated.
Oh, very good. Councillor Laws, Councillor Meacham then, all right.
He knows a lot and can speak well. It's good. Good candidate.
Very good. Councillor Laws.
No, that's fine. I was just wondering whether it needs the Gatting endorsement because as a local government representative,
it's got to go to the LGA too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it needs a GATT endorsement, so other councils might put in other.
Correct.
Yeah, that was my point.
Correct. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, you clear with that, Councillor?
Yeah.
All right, yep.
Yeah.
All righty. So it's back to Councillor Honour to close.
Yeah, no. She's ready to bolt.
She's about to bolt. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That's carried.
You can bring him back now.
And now I would like to say thank you, and thank you to our public arena. I hope you've found it interesting. And we will close at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.